You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone cold, don't you know you are my heartache?
And hello, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast.
You should call it My Podcast.
My Podcast?
Yep. That's
done.
It.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's my guest, Nikki Glaser. Nikki, wait. Oh, God. This is a hard thing. Nikki's had
you're,
a podcast
you're nailing
before.
It.
I'm nailing it?
Yeah.
Because I feel like off the top you're supposed to be like, well, another week in my life.
No, I don't think you have to marinate and...
No?
No, don't marinate your podcast.
Do you
podcast.
Want to know what I wrote?
What'd you write? Read what you wrote.
I wrote, welcome to Truth or Dare.
Okay, so it was originally going to be called Truth or Dare.
It was going to
be
called...
Did you watch the first episode of Girls... Or the second
no.
episode of Girls.
Why?
And then
what
come up with, they play Truth or Dare.
Well, that's what women always do.
Yeah. They maybe. Always be playing.
But this is why I want to call it Truth or Dare, is because what I'm interested in when I talk to people is secrets. Like when I hang
so
out with someone.
You should call it Truth.
Truth. Okay, cool.
Dare's always, I never wanted to pick Dare because I was like, I don't want, even right now.
Yeah.
If you were like, we're going to play Truth or Dare. I was like. I'm just always going to pick Truth because I don't want to get up.
Yeah, who wants
like,
and also it's
like
I'd be like, act like a chicken, and then no one would see it.
And
also that'd be the
it.
Gayest dare
yeah.
in the world, but gay in a positive sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So we'll start this thing, not really start it again, like you guys.
No, I think you should just keep
just, going.
Yeah, keep going because this is just
But can't I go welcome to the truth?
I don't think it should be called The Truth. I think it should be called My Podcast.
My Podcast?
And you just do what you want, and we play a game. Not We don't play Truth or Dare, but we play a
Every
game
time
called Truth or
yes.
Truth.
Truth or Truth.
Or Truth. Or Ruth. And then
you
just have
wait,
to
does
name
this mean
a famous
that you get...
woman named Ruth. I don't know. But it should be like a segment. It should be, this is how
okay.
podcasts are made. Like you just kind of...
You just do it.
I think... You just, no one just has a concept. You just kind of like go, figure it out as you go.
Okay, cool.
So I think a part of your podcast, if you're not having a good time with someone or you're like reaching, should be, okay, it's time for Truth or Truth. And you have like a little theme song you play or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for Truth or Truth.
Oh, we're getting right into it already?
No, we're not going to get into it.
Okay.
My guest is Nikki Glaser. She's my friend I've had for so long. She's a real
Too
dear,
long.
Near, and fear of mine. I fear every time we hang out. First, I wanted to say, I know we've done it on your podcast, but this is my fucking podcast.
Yeah,
this is my podcast. It's my podcast.
I can say it. This is my podcast because that's the name of it.
That's the name of it. Hashtag my podcast. How did we meet?
You know your podcast, my podcast?
Yeah.
People are going to say that to you.
Yes.
It's good.
I hope it's a podcast that people say that about because isn't a podcast is like a thing that comics, everybody does it. It's like a sad thing a little bit that when
it's
you say.
It's almost to a point of saturation where it's almost hacky to say everyone has a podcast because that's been said for
yeah.
so long. Even when I started my podcast in 2010, I remember everyone was like, everyone has a podcast. Like that was the joke then.
But I think
so
it's
now
also
it's
like people put a negative spin on anything you're trying to do because generally like not everything.
People are jealous.
Yeah, people are totally jealous.
Because they don't
jealous.
Get their shit together to literally just go uptown and we'll sit in a studio.
We are so far uptown.
Yeah. I mean, it really is just about just doing it. And people go, oh, everyone has one. And it's just an excuse for them because they're not motivated.
Mm-hmm.
So don't listen to the haters.
This is the best first guest I could possibly ever have. Because literally, if you were not here, it would have been like 8 episodes of like, welcome to Truth or Dare.
Good. We're figuring it out. I like this. I feel like I should be a first guest on many podcasts of people who do not know what they're doing. I come in. And I'm like,
you're like Tabitha.
The podcast. Oh, I'm like
you're
Tabitha.
Like the Tabitha podcast.
I'm like Podcast Rescue.
All the hosts are crying by the end of it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Tabitha?
You know what? I don't. I'm not really aware. I've watched a couple episodes. She's just like the Gordon Ramsay of salons.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yes.
I think I love her because I love anyone who's like brutally mean and honest because. I just love that honesty. I love
because
I would love
because
to be like that.
Because TV's too much full of like, and
yeah.
we're promoting another thing.
And it's almost to the point where it's like, I don't know if they're truly that mean. I think they do play it up, but it's just nice to see like Patty Stanger like on Millionaire Matchmaker calling some chick like a fat hooker.
Yeah, totally. Like, why did you come here?
I would never call someone a fat hooker, even if they were, because I feel like they could come back at me and be like, well, you're. you have bags under your eyes or like something I'm insecure about. So I never insult people outwardly because
you're afraid of bouncing back.
Even if they're like a terrible cunt. One time I called a girl a cunt on stage and it made me so nervous that she was going to be like, well, you don't have an ass or like something that like specific that I'm insecure about. And that's why I'm a nice person is because I'm just scared someone's going to be mean to me. But I really think awful things about people all the time. I just hold them in. So
yeah, I mean, we all do. Like, if I get together with a friend and they have a pimple that's, like, really pussy and mm-hmm. juicy and, like, really on their face, I'll treat them a little worse than if they didn't.
Mm.
Not a little worse. I'm being funny, Nikki.
Not a little worse, but
you feel bad
for them. You kind of feel better than them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if you came, like, you were just shooting something, you had a lot of makeup, then I'd be like, oh, Nikki, what have you been up to?
Totally. Yeah. I agree.
That's the only reason to wear makeup for me.
It's so fun, Amy.
Like, it's like when you're putting it on, it's like war paint. You're just covering what your face looks like so people treat you better.
It's so, I feel like I was thinking about this the other night. You know how men complain about, like, they have to buy drinks for girls and buy dinner and, like, it's all that shit?
Yeah.
It's like, we have to buy makeup and blow dryers and curling irons and all
tampons.
This stuff. Because if we didn't, well, not even tampons, but we're doing stuff to like please them. And they're like, well, I wouldn't care if you, and it's like, no, you do. Because if I didn't wear makeup, you would go fuck some girl who does. And then I would be lonely, makeupless, and dateless.
Yes.
So we do buy all that stuff to make ourselves look better. Like all the money I've spent on like, and I'm not trying to be like sexy here, but like I buy like lingerie and like stuff to like keep my boyfriend entertained, yet he most of the time will pay for dinner. I mean, I pay a lot, but like I would say 60% he pays for dinner, and I'm okay with that because I put so much money into like how I look for
him. Maybe I should
get
lingerie.
Charge him for blowjobs though. So I make my money back. I do.
That's for the tampon fund.
Yes.
I wonder if there's like a boyish type lingerie that I could get.
Well, what is your let's introduce people to you. You are a lesbian
wife. I'm not going to be able to do this podcast without you.
Well, maybe we're onto something.
Perfect.
So,
you are a lesbian wife.
You are a lesbian wife.
Oh my God, what a horrible.
I think that's
summer. It's a real lesbian wife.
A
welcome
lesbian
to
wife.
Lesbian Wife.
Do you know how little people
we have
download
one listener?
That?
It's my wife. Welcome
it's
back
the
to
the other
lesbian,
lesbian
wife.
God, that's like the worst name possible
you
for a
podcast. You are a lesbian wife. Oh.
Well, you have a wife. Who is I would say that she's more the femme in the relationship. She's the lipstick.
You would say, of course, she wears skirts.
Sabrina, you're so fucking beautiful, though. Like,
no,
you're
I know, but,
like
but butch doesn't mean not beautiful, right?
But you're not. I wouldn't say
I'm not butch either.
You're not butch. You're too.
I'm
gorgeous.
Boyishly handsome.
You have a boy's energy. I will say
really?
That. You totally do. You have
if
like
I
a
came
man
up behind you before we met. You'd be like,
I would just
who
sense
is
there's
this?
A boy behind me right now.
It's also because I'd poke a carrot between
you
your
always,
thighs.
You always have a carrot with you, poking my thighs. And I feel like you do have like a boyish energy about you. But okay, back to the topic at hand. What does Shauna like to see?
What's it like
would
to be a lesbian
like,
wife?
No, but would she like to see you like in like a sexy lingerie? Like that's an interesting topic
I
to
don't
me.
Know.
Like,
she likes if I match my. I'm like not good because she also buys all my clothes and stuff. So I should surprise her and get like. I think.
Let's say she buys your clothes. She's a stylist.
Yeah.
So
she's
makes
a
sense.
Stylist.
She's not just
okay.
like a weird
lesbian wife.
Lesbian
of stylist.
Who just buys your clothes. People
wait, but
know
what
she
is
was
a weird, what is lesbian wife, the image before that?
The lesbian wife?
It's like
I mean,
a bowl cut, a cat in the arm.
It's just.
Like a house coat.
It's just the worst title for a podcast ever. It's like. It's such a turnoff because lesbian's kind of like hot, and then you add wife, and you're like, oh god, not only is she taken, but she's in like a marriage that has no sex.
But guess what?
What?
Yesterday we did such sexy things.
What did you do?
We went to the lady that filmed my wedding video.
Yeah. Died?
She had.
Don't say her name. What did you just give me a? She made like a throat like slash like.
So the lady that did my wedding video had a birthday party, her own birthday party, mm-hmm. and it was in like the most beautiful apartment you could imagine on the water in Williamsburg. Three of the walls were windows. No, just two. That's an exaggeration. That's easily not
But
real.
Just a lot of windows.
Windows everywhere. The view, every bridge ever. the people, all these hot young lesbians. Mm. And Shauna and I had had
like
a day.
Wedding.
It was kind of. And so Shauna and I had had a day where it was like we were lesbian wives. Like we were like, oh, this is annoying. This, everything's very difficult in our communication today. But we've been together 5 years. We know how to hold it together. Yeah. We're going to this fucking party. So we go to this party and these hot, like, young girls are talking to both of us. And then we had this game where every time they left, we were like, that's our threesome contestant number one. And we, like, kind of treated them like yeah. they were all auditioning to be in a threesome. It was sexy.
I did that with my boyfriend when we went to New Orleans. We went to several strip clubs. And we have a game, like, whenever we're bored at a place, because we both don't drink, yeah. we'll go around the bar and find which girl I would want him to fuck. And he has to, like, think of which guy. Usually we don't get to that part because it's
that
no
you
fun.
Would want him to fuck?
Yeah, like, I kind of like the fantasy of him having sex with some girl that, like, doesn't mean anything to him. And really, he doesn't have sex with her. Like, she gets no pleasure out of it. Like, she just pleasures him. And we kind of, yeah. like, we high-five during it and, like, toss her to the side. And we're like,
yeah, because you're like, I don't have to
you.
Fuck you tonight because this
yeah.
dumb bitch
go
is
go catch
doing
the
it.
Bus, whore. You know, like, just kind of, like, degrading some, like, but I love
that's
the idea.
Kind of the, that's the only reason why I think a third person would be welcome in a relationship.
Yes.
Is that you kind of have this thing with your partner that's like, this dumb bitch.
Yeah, you're kind of, it's kind of like a bullying. It's kind of like Mean Girls. Yes. Like, let's invite this girl in and, like, make fun of her afterwards and, like, just yeah. see what she'll do and say.
So yeah, it
just,
yeah.
But at the same time, like, when I was at the strip club, this he's really into the idea of, like, me with another girl. And I found out through the strip club that I am 100% not gay. Like, there were some really hot girls, and, like, he was having, yeah. he would put money in front of me with, like, an arrow pointing to me, and, like,
they
we'll come
pause
over
on 100%
and, like,
not gay and talk about that right after. But.
Sure, but, like, not 100%, but I always thought, like, maybe I could, I really didn't feel anything, and maybe I was just not feeling it that night or whatever, but I just was not into it in any way. But I was, like, you know, playing along for his sake. Like, they were, like, kissing yeah. my face and stuff and, like, grabbing my tits.
That's
and I was
weird.
Just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I liked it
they
for
were
him.
Grabbing your tits?
Well, just, like, you know.
Grope, like, close to you.
Yeah,
body.
It was, like, I would lean up to the stage and they would bend over and, like, just kind of be
this
all over me.
This is such a funny image for this
and
night.
He's sitting, and by the way, we're both totally sober. When I was telling the story the other day, someone was like, I love the idea of you guys, like, fucked up. And I'm like, no, we were 100% sober. So he's in the chair next to me, and I can see that he's, like, really into watching. So I got off on the fact that he was getting off from it. Like,
yeah.
it was exciting to me in that respect. She did not do anything for me at all. But what I was going to say, what was I going to say about it? Yeah, I just like the idea of then at the end, like, she thanked him for, like, giving her all this money, you know? So she, like, went up
How
to him and, like,
how much money did he give her?
You know, in ones, probably, like, $20 or something. Mm-hmm. Like, he just kept, like, mm-hmm. throwing it down. And she was just, we were just, like, whispering to each other and, like, talking about Anchorman 2 or something. Like, literally yeah. something that stupid. But he didn't know that. He just thought we were, like, oh, pussy. It's, like, just, like, whispering.
He is a she. The stripper.
Chris thought me
you
and
guys
the girl
were whispering about Anchorman.
But we were, no. He thought we were whispering about, like, oh, our wet pussy. Like, he thought we were just, like, sharing sexy secrets. But we were really, like, so what movies have you seen? Like, literally have, I was trying to make it, like, as, because I just
as
wasn't
cool
into it.
As,
she smelled like bourbon. Like, she just didn't smell good. And so then she went over to thank him and, like, kind of kissed him on the cheek and then, like, bit his ear, which is my favorite part of him. That is, like, that's mine.
No.
But I liked it. I was like, because he doesn't care about her. And I know that. And she's got nothing on me, even though she's, like, a 10. I just know that I'm confident in that. That she's got nothing on me. So I kind of like the idea of, like, another girl wanting my guy. I'm into that.
Yes.
So did you two kind of, like, talking to other people, like, did your jealousies kind of peak a little bit?
Yeah. I'm not that good at, like, being like, yeah, you go talk to my wife. I'll like, try to be like that for a minute. And then I'll be like, wait, how long are you talking for? What are you talking about? But because it was the two of us talking to this one girl in particular, it was okay. And because I was, like, very, I mean, I was, like, attracted to the girl.
Yeah.
And I know Shauna was attracted to the girl. So it was kind of, like, dope that we could both be honest about it.
Yeah.
That's, like, because, yeah.
So it was one girl and you both were attracted to her.
Yeah.
So would you ever bring a third party?
I've thought about it and I don't think that I could
Would you bring
actually
a whole party of people? A third party?
A party of three? We would watch Party of Five.
The thing is, it's what it is. It's nice to fantasize about and nice to talk about, kind of like with foreplay. Be like, and what would you do to her? And what would you want me to do to her? Yeah. And then what would we say, like, say about her? And like,
exactly. That's the fantasy is much more practical than the reality because I never. I mean, even when I have sex, when I used to have sex with people casually, I would still like feel a responsibility of like needing to communicate to them that it was casual, and if they felt too much, then I couldn't. Like, it's too.
See, I wouldn't feel guilty in any way. I wouldn't want to have to, like, get – I know that part of it would – what he would like about it is that I would hook up with her. And I just don't want to hook up with a girl. I just don't – I don't want to do it even to, like, please him. Like, I do a lot of things I don't want to do. Like, I'm not crazy about – actually, I am kind of, but like, you know, a lot of girls blow guys and they're not crazy about it, but it brings them pleasure. I would not like go down on a girl just to like,
no, I mean, I think that's, his fantasy. So when you were saying the 100% gay thing, I think the real, like when people talk about sexuality, they're always like, well, I would never, I know that I'm not gay because I would never want to go down on a girl.
I always think about your statement about this.
Yeah. So, but what I say is like, did you ever think about putting a dick in your mouth? Like when you were like first starting to date guys, were you ever like, yeah, where you pee, put that right in my mouth?
No. It has to be the right type of, I think that I could find a girl
that
I'd be
like, attach the genitalia with sexual pleasure, and then you're like, ooh, this is the thing that brings me sexual pleasure, I'm pleasing you, and it's all
and
psychological.
I have
like
to want to please her. I felt no connection to this girl. I didn't give a shit if she was feeling pleasure. And, you know, same with guys. Like, I can't just blow random guys that would be on a stage that someone's putting money in front of me and suddenly they come talk to me. Like, the setup for it does not. Just because a girl is, like, touching me doesn't mean I'm going to be into it. Or just because she's hot or a good dancer or something.
But the levels are kind of the same, where I think that you could probably get pleasure from making out with a hot girl that you were attracted to. I mean, like, who's a comic
Jennifer
that
Aniston.
You... Jennifer Aniston. You would totally love making out with her.
I would. Yes,
I would. Love making out with Brad Pitt and any famous guy, really.
Yeah. I mean...
Especially if I got a picture.
Yes, but I... Yes, I totally. I don't think I'm like not a lesbian, but I just wasn't.
I don't think I'm not.
I
can
think
still
I'm not
be convinced.
A lesbian. Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's fluid, but I always thought I was a lot more. Like, I always thought if I went to a strip club, I'd be like super into it. But I was more like, I felt like I had just seen Cirque du Soleil or something when I left. I was like, oh, I feel like I just like supported the arts. I really did. I felt like cultured after we went to a whole night of strip clubs because I was like, babe, I feel like we just like I went to Broadway last night or something because I. It's just watching someone so talented at with like you can't just get up and strip like that.
Yeah, if you go to a good one. I went to a bad one and I was so.
But even a bad one, they're still like able to support themselves on that pole in any way.
But if their eyes are dead and they've got bruises on their body and then you like it's like a weird I don't know director movie director is enough. But if I did, I'd say like the Shema kind of movie, like the dark kind of movie.
Right,
Samuel Adams.
Oh, like a beer. Like, you're talking like a dark beer.
No, what's a good dark? John, do you know?
Totoro.
A Totoro movie.
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
We should have just let it play.
Dumb girls.
And then have all of the listeners.
Guys, if you're listening, are like,
it's fucking blah, blah, blah. Say that. It's so obvious. It's not Scorsese or Tarantino,
but like, what's a dark... Who's a dark director?
Guys, if you could just write in.
And don't say a black guy.
And don't say a black guy?
Yeah, like who's a dark director?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like, I hate movies made by black people.
Don't say Spike Lee.
Spike Jones?
Spike Jones is white.
He's white, okay.
Basically,
now is the point of a podcast where I would struggle because we went on a tangent and now I've got to like scoop it up. But then I don't, should I be writing things down for like
no.
a direction?
What
no.
you do next, I would say, is just be like, so,
what,
okay.
How was your day? That's what I say in conversations.
No, not how was your day. I think like you come in with things that you want to talk, like things that, so this happened to me today. Give me your take on it. Has this ever happened? Like, or just like anything that happened this weekend.
Oh, okay,
or, like,
okay, okay, okay.
I don't know. These
oh,
are good.
So, okay.
Believe me, I did hundreds of podcasts and I had lulls like that all the time where we would just go, okay. And then you're
okay,
just like, I don't know what.
Accept the lull.
Yeah.
And then.
Just like any conversation that we have when we go to.
Sometimes sometimes like you're really good at conversations. Other times you just like eat. Sometimes,
oh,
do you have days where like some days just like even ordering a sandwich at a bodega, which I know you can't relate to.
Honestly, I had one of those days yesterday where nothing I said made sense and I was answering questions wrong for people. And like some guy was like, do you want that? Like at Starbucks, someone was like, do you want that? Some other question. Do you need anything else? And I was like, no, I'm doing all right. Like I just said like some weird response that I was just like, that was embarrassing for people to hear that I just responded that way. But like, I think it has something to do with my period. Like, honestly, I just, sometimes I'm bad at communicating when it's around that time. And I don't know what specifically what day around that time, but like,
I will
talk to people and have conversations with them in my head prior to what I'm saying. And I will think that they already have information that they do not.
What?
Say I'm talking to you about later tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so you're like, what are you going to do with this? Well, I'm going to go home and watch that thing. And then you're like, what thing? I'm like, oh, I know that I'm going to watch The Bachelor.
Yes.
And I just assume that
tonight, too.
No, it was a couple nights ago, but I haven't taped.
Monday.
Oh, it's tonight. You're
Monday's
right.
Tonight, yeah.
Holy shit. Well, I meant Kardashians, because I'm going to watch Kardashians and Bachelor. Oh, that's I know. You know what? I have The Bachelor to watch from last week, so I'm going to do a doubleheader.
Bachelor is like sketch comedy.
He said something really shitty about gay people, though.
I know, but I mean, like, he's Venezuelan. Like, that's the thing. And then people, I hate the thing on Facebook where people are like, oh, well, when Duck Dynasty says it, then he's got to fucking go. But then when a guy with abs says it, no, because the guy on Duck Dynasty was like, and they're going to hell and they're not people. This guy was like, I just don't kind of get it because I fuck women.
You know what you should do? Get off Facebook.
Yeah.
It's just the worst.
But it's so juicy and good sometimes.
Really, I don't ever go on anymore.
People bear the grossest parts of their souls and then wrap it in a status that's like, went to the gym, and then a picture, and then you're like, oh, I know so much more about you than that you went to the gym. Like, the way that you phrase it, the things that you do. And also, I've got all these Canadian tweens that used to be tweens and now they're like having babies and like so it's like reality TV on my Facebook. My news feed is like
you have Canadian
sometimes
tweens because they used to be fans of yours.
Yeah, and they probably don't even know that I'm watching their life so deep sometimes. But some of them have face tattoos now.
Oh,
how do you let that go?
I mean, I think that my parents would prefer. I think I would prefer to have a teen pregnancy as opposed to like
and
getting
a face tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because babies grow up. Face tattoos just get wider.
I mean,
longer.
But a face tattoo does not affect anyone else's life. A teen pregnancy is going to like fuck up someone else's life.
Wait, are you arguing against? Did you flip it?
No, I'd still rather have a teen pregnancy, even though a teen pregnancy is much worse for both me and the baby.
Yes.
It fucks up two people's lives. A face tattoo is really only my own. But I don't care because a face tattoo would be terrible. What and people who gauge their ears. I really just don't.
You can't go back from gauging your ear. You can lop it off and then get some kind of. But you know the kind of person that's like, I'm putting a nut in my ear is not the kind of person that's going to sew it up.
It's a personality disorder to get gauged ears. I think that says something about you that is saying fuck everyone.
Yes.
I do not subscribe to being a person. I do not care about having a job.
There's one of my Facebook kids that his statuses are, it's always an argument between him and Aunt Jackie. He's always like, his Aunt Jackie. I'm done with life. I'm just sitting in my room and I'm not going to kill myself. So stop trying to think that I'm going to kill myself. I just want to be by myself. But he needs to say it on Facebook. And then his Aunt Jackie's like, oh, come on. I forget what his name is. But it's just like these like little vignettes of sadness.
I know.
That I can't.
But it's. I think that
it's not good for you.
Yeah, it makes you hate people. It makes me like my friend Catherine, my friend from college, Catherine, just recently quit. And she was like, we were talking with a big group of people. Like, we kind of had like a college reunion this weekend. She was like, I quit Facebook because it made me hate people that I love because people were just so stupid and posting about their dumb life. And like, it made me loathe them. And my friend was like who? And she was like you. Like,
really?
When she literally said this, and she goes, when you posted about that one thing, and he was like, oh, like he felt, but it's true. Like,
yeah.
People, you like my
you don't
aunts
really
and uncles,
see.
I see, and I'm just like, ugh. Like, you're just so, it's so self serving and selfish just makes me so sick to see, because I think that I'm very selfish, and so I probably hate it in others because I hate it about myself.
There you go. But you understand yourself, girl.
Girl, it's all projection. You. Anytime, like my therapist says, whenever like you're walking through a crowd and like you're like, hurry up! Like you just want to scream at someone to like,
yeah.
Or like turn down your music, or anytime you want to like lash out at someone in public, you're lashing out about something about yourself. Like you hate that about yourself.
You're in a rush. You hate that you didn't leave earlier.
No, you hate, like, say a guy is taking a long time walking, like being slow and like on his phone, and you're just like, excuse me, and you like go past and you like move on.
That's a good Broadway experience.
Really, what you're doing is I know this for myself. I have been that guy before, and I hate that I've been him before, and I'm ashamed of it. It's more about you than him.
Yeah, so you're going to get more angry at people that you can relate to.
Yes, that do things that you relate to. Like, I hate when people on – one thing I hate and that I realize I've done before is, like, okay, so say you'll post a picture on Instagram and – someone, or like you'll do a screenshot of your phone, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And I have these fans on Twitter who love to be like, not comment about the content of the picture, but comment about like, your battery life is dying, or like, I didn't think you were a AT&T girl. Like, they have to make some comment about something else where they're like, I'm closely watching you and I notice something, or like, I'll take a picture of myself and there'll be like something in the background and they're like, you need to clean your room, or like, what are those boxes about? Like, just what you're doing is you're telling me that you're like, you're different than everyone. You're paying attention to the little things, and I care more about you than other people do. Like, I care so much. I've looked at this
picture. But you hate that.
I hate it because I do that. I see pictures and I'm like,
that's my thing.
No, I hate it about myself where I'm like, I have to prove to this guy that I'm not going to make the comment that everyone else makes. I'm going to find something very different about it.
And prove to him that I'm... Also, people that, like, see you on TV and then treat you like, you're just one of the boys to me kind of thing. And you're like, dude, you don't have to... I mean, there's something in between. The real honesty is like, hey, nice to meet you. Not like, funny girl. Do you get that?
Yeah.
People after a show that come to a show, then you hang out with a group of people that were at the show. And I find dudes
will say,
be like, oh, funny girl. Oh, yeah. Can the funny girl take it? Huh? Can the funny girl? And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yes. Okay. So for instance, I posted this picture of today on Twitter. I wrote like brave stance, and it was just Drew Barrymore. It was like an Us Weekly app thing, and it said, Drew Barrymore won't let daughter pose for Playboy. And it's a quote. She goes, that's just my journey. And it's like, and I was like, brave stance. Like, who says that and is like, wow, she won't let her daughter, who's a baby, pose for Playboy? And then someone took
that. How old is her daughter?
Like a baby. And
wait,
like,
why would the daughter fucking pose for Playboy?
Let's hear how they got to this.
Okay.
Because they always like
Drew Barrymore is also releasing a book, which is a compilation of heart shapes that she's taken pictures of.
Of course she is. Of course she is. It's kind of like a fun coffee table book, I guess. Like hearts in nature.
You can just fucking Google image hearts.
Yeah. Well, you know what? People take pictures of like Times Square and like the High Line and like things around. I'm like, go Google it. Like, why is your picture?
There's a way better picture.
My sister does that. She comes to visit me and like we're taking pictures of doorways. And I'm like, what? When are you going to go back and just like really look at this picture and be like, wow, remember that door? Like, I've never taken a picture of objects unless it's like.
Me neither.
I mean, I take pictures of sunsets because that's unique. That's a thing that will never happen again. And yes, you can get a building from an angle that
you
will.
You can Google image sunsets and get some bomb.
Yes, I know.
Sunsets.
I'm being a hypocrite.
Here you fucking go again.
I'm being a total hypocrite. Okay, let's look. Okay, Drew Barrymore. Let's get the details of this. Drew Barrymore has no regrets over her very wild younger years. But that doesn't mean she wants her daughter to follow in her footsteps. Okay, so in an interview with ABC News, the 38-year-old actress who was 6 months pregnant with her second daughter opens up about how motherhood has changed her. Is there anything you look back at in your life and you kind of cringe? Robach asked. That's the woman I'm interviewing. No, I celebrate that I had any sense of freedoms at a certain point because I don't feel like that now. I love the very exposed, humorous, imperfect, never trying to pretend to be perfect journey that I have been on in my life. So blah, 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 blah. Oh, by 19, she posed for Playboy and got her first divorce. Now Barrymore is married to her third husband. Okay, what if Olive comes to you at 18 or 19 and says, Mom, I want to pose for Playboy? I would not let her. I don't think I would. I would influence her not to because my life choices are supposed to be the gateway to somebody else's. That's my journey. Okay, so they took that and made it a headline. Like, I wouldn't let my daughter. But Who cares?
Nobody cares. But you know what the other thing is? When I did the, you know, when you're promoting something, then you realize the way everything works. I mean, you always kind of know, but I think it's a way that people don't really think that the reason why you're reading that story is because Drew Barrymore has a book about hearts. That's why she's doing all these interviews. Yeah.
And that comes out, and that's the little bit that everyone's going off of because it's salacious. It's like talking about a child doing Playboy.
Yes.
It's like, oh, we can make this. Even though that conversation led to, like, would you let your grown-up daughter do
yeah,
a play? But
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
They just go, she wouldn't let her baby be on Playboy magazine. It's like, when would that even be a thing? Let's see what else is in the headlines. Jodie Foster steps out with girlfriend Alexandra Hedison in NYC. See the picture. They're just walking.
Wait, Alexandra Hedison was Ellen DeGeneres' ex.
Shut it up.
I think I do believe it. Do believe it.
Oh, Foster's new love. Hedison famously dated Ellen DeGeneres for 3 years, nearly a decade ago.
Hedison is also Alexandra Hedison, I think, was on The L Word. She wants that fame, girl.
Maybe. Jodie Foster seems
I just
really
feel like that's what you would say.
Jodie Foster seems like she's not like going out and getting like hounded
by
paparazzi.
No, I'm not saying Jodie Foster wants the fame. I'm saying Alexandra Hedison.
But that's like a weird way to go about it then. You would date someone like, you know,
when you're a lesbian, it's
Tila
not that
Tequila
many.
If you wanted to get like
no way.
Make
what?
Out on the red
you would get way more press dating Jodie Foster than Tila Tequila. Take it from me. I've dated both.
Okay. Wait, you've dated a Tila Tequila type?
No.
Are you mic'd in there? You should be. I think you should be. It'd be fun to like, you
yeah,
know,
to talk
go
to
like,
the...
hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
Guy in the booth. What is your name again? John.
You're
John's
just fucking making this podcast.
Why?
Because last night I was like, all right,
wait,
well,
can I see
out
your
the
notes?
No.
Let me look at your notes. Okay, let's call my mother then.
Okay, yeah, call Nikki's mom.
What time is it in
what's our purpose?
The household? I don't know. I think I'm just going to be like, this is the debut
6:12.
Okay, so it's 5:12 there. My mom is definitely taking a nap. Let's wake that bitch up.
Wake that Jolie up.
Here's my guess. She's going to be a little, she'll sound a little groggy. I think she's taking a nap. She's about to get up to go make dinner.
Does she make good dinner?
Oh, she make good dinner.
What kind of dinner she throw down?
I bet she's making some sort of like a protein with a probably not a pasta, like a
this
quinoa
so vague.
Or something.
Patch you through.
Will you tell her that I'm not like injured?
Okay. I'm John. I'm a producer.
She's already crying.
He just goes.
I'm gonna patch you through right now.
It sounds like I've been in a car accident or something. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hey,
who am I talking to?
It's your daughter, Nikki, and this is the premiere episode of Sabrina Jalees' podcast.
Potentially.
Oh my God, Sabrina,
with Nikki when
you're
she comes
putting
up.
Me on.
Yeah, it's kind of a show. We're kind of making the show as we go along. I'm coming in and I'm doing a podcast rescue of sorts where
yes.
I kind of help Sabrina shape what this is going to be.
It was my first podcast, and I had a script that Nikki said this is not good. And
I didn't even look at it. I just had a sense.
It was a good sense.
Now, Mom.
So then you thought it could improve with me on it? I don't know.
We want to know what you're making for dinner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I had a prediction because I said, okay, it's 5:12 there. What is my mom doing? I thought that you might be on the couch with a blanket over your head having
that
just
is so
watched.
That's so rude, Nikki.
I know. You're like,
I am
it's
not
so
kidding.
Accurate.
I'm so hurt.
Shut up.
No, I just got home from, I'm trying to get a flu shot. They're out of flu shots in this city.
Oh.
I've gone to four
my mom
different
got
places.
A flu shot recently too.
Yeah, well they now they're run out. Did you guys use them up there in New York?
You know, I didn't even know that it was time to get one. I didn't get one.
I got
oh,
one because I had
one.
To become American.
Oh.
Or to get
oh,
the green
well.
Card.
Well, I'm sorry. There's none left for me and I may die this year, so
oh.
if I do
I feel bad that I took one now.
Well, this is your you last
bad.
Podcast appearance then. Now, Mom.
No, I'm trying to do. Speaking of dinner, I'm trying to do I've been a week long on my no sugar, no flour
what?
Diet.
Why are you doing that?
Why are you saying that, Nikki?
Because
what
are you
gonna?
No, I hate diets because they don't last, Mom. You
no sugar, no flour isn't a diet though. It's just a restriction that I also am putting on myself, Julie. Solidarity.
Yes, but guess what? Eventually, your body is going to give in. You're gonna have sugar. You're gonna have flour, and then you're gonna go back to the way you were. It's such a pointless restriction.
So then, what are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to make changes in your life to incorporate exercise on a regular basis.
Well, I've been exercising and cutting the sugar, refined sugars. Bad for you.
That's
what
fine.
Do I
yeah,
have
refined
sugar
is bad for you.
So this is a life plan, or is this just until you
plan,
lose
Nikki.
The...
I'm going to go with that.
You're not going to avoid sugar one. The rest of your life.
Julie, I'm on your side.
Mom, I support you in everything
strong.
You do, but
Sabrina,
not this.
You always support me against Nikki.
Okay.
I mean, so
it's not about what you say.
Do you know who
you
really
do.
Suffers here?
Who?
Dad. What?
No,
what
he doesn't. He's enjoying this.
So what? You weren't putting sugar in dinner anyway. What are you...
just it doesn't go in her coffee anymore. And then you now you when you
oh,
make
so
dinner
just,
that you
everything
don't have
has Splenda in it. You're just eating
no,
chemicals.
It's not Splenda, Nikki. It's
Nikki,
what
I remember when you
stevia.
Used to have a purse
okay,
full of Splenda.
Oh, listen to me.
She would open her purse.
I just
and Splenda
got done
just...
saying that I hate things that I am, and this is
yes,
what I am, and that's
you
why I'm so
to
angry
you.
About it. Now, so how are you? How is it going? Avoiding flour? You eat a lot. Is bread flour?
Yes, bread's flour. Wheat
what are you
bread.
Doing?
So I'm eating sprouted bread if I eat bread.
Oh,
sprouted.
Like Ezekiel.
Ezekiel
how do you, what's
bread.
What's the difference?
Yes.
What's sprouted bread does not have flour?
No. Well, it's a whole grain that is sprouted, so uh-huh. It doesn't count as a flour.
Okay, so are you looking up recipes right now for dinner tonight?
No, I was just kind of looking at this diet again just to see what I'm allowed to eat because I went in the store trying to find these sesame crackers that
oh,
I got
know
at
those
Whole
well.
Foods, but you can't buy them anywhere else, but they're so delicious.
Oh, the ones that Lauren had and we were eating all over Christmas.
No.
Those
these
little
are different.
Ones that are like
Lauren,
soy?
I just turned Lauren onto these.
I want to get to the point
too.
Where sesame chips are delicious.
Oh, these legitimately
I know exactly
are good.
What you're talking
they're
about.
Tiny?
Are you talking about Mary's yeah. Gone?
They're a triangular.
Oh.
Triangles.
And they're all sesame flour. They're sesame flour or something,
okay.
I think. Yeah, I
Julie,
don't know.
Thank you so much for being a part of my very first
oh,
podcast.
Oh, Sabrina.
Do
good
you,
luck with everything.
Do you believe
I'm
in
so
me?
I'm so excited.
Do you
thank
believe in
you.
Me?
Do you believe in her, Mom?
She's I believe in question. Sabrina more than you know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
I was hoping. I was be a little sibling rivalry.
Then,
no, I believe in Sabrina. She's hilarious, and she agrees with me a lot of times.
I know,
so.
She really does take your side.
Couldn't agree
she
more.
She takes my side. That's what
Mom,
I like.
Mom, I will talk to you later. Good luck with your diet, and
thanks,
yeah,
Nikki.
We'll talk within the month.
All right, great. Thanks.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you very
that
much.
That was a joke.
Bye.
Everyone, I have a great relationship with my mother. Bye.
Can we call my mom or she'll get mad? I mean, she'll probably get mad if she listens to this anyway.
Really?
I mean, weird sex stuff? Who wants to hear their
oh,
daughter
oh, yeah, she's
be...
not going to want to listen to that.
No. But she might. She's retired. Hello?
Hi, Bina.
Hey, Dad.
It's Stand Up New York.
That's my new name, boo.
I know.
Hi, Mr. Jalise.
Hello.
This is Nikki Glazer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Is this your first podcast?
It's quite cold up here. I don't know how it is down there, but it's fairly cold.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
And it's getting worse. I think tomorrow is going to get even worse. So,
Dad, what are your tips to do in the winter when it's cold?
You basically
sex.
Do whatever you want as long as you're doing it inside.
Mm. Ah, yeah, no kidding.
Right? That's the secret.
And also what I wanted to find out from you and Mom is how to stay happy.
Okay, let me put you on speaker, right?
Yes.
That'll help
or,
the audio.
Mom, can you please go on the other phone? I think the speaker is kind of...
Speaker's not good, yeah. If Mom gets on the other
up,
phone, where I want to end
yeah,
this... You guys are at the end of this podcast. I want to end it on a positive note, so I want to figure out some... you guys seem like pretty happy people.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Bina.
Mom, this is me and Nikki speaking to you right now.
Hello.
Okay.
We,
hi, Nikki.
Hello. Good to hear your voice.
Cool.
We are,
good to hear
we
your
are
high
wondering
voice.
What is the secret to happiness that you've discovered how within your marriage. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Well, I think the secret to being happy is first of all, I think you have to kind of like yourself. You have to respect yourself and like yourself. That doesn't mean that you can't, you know, improve on things. And I think you have to compromise. And I think very important to me is to be grateful for what you have.
You're spot on. I love
Nikki's listening to this like it's granted, a hip-hop song.
You know?
I am. I'm like,
don't take things for granted, you know. Try to see the good in the people. You know, that doesn't mean I don't see bad in people, but, you know, give people a little bit of a break sometimes.
Oh, that's great. That's great advice.
What do you love about Dad?
I don't know.
Don't put her on the spot. I think what I found interesting...
You're still figuring that out.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Never giving up on the fact that you might find something you like about someone.
Exactly. Yeah, that's still the looking. Secret.
But I like that you said that liking yourself is a part of it. It starts with you. You can't... someone else can't make you happy until you can make yourself happy.
Exactly. It's got to come from within, from yourself, you know.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Are you going to give me a call later on, Bina?
Maybe.
You'll just have to stay tuned.
She hung up.
She did not.
Bitch, please, you call me for your
so
podcast.
So that's the secret. I really like that. I pay someone $250 a week to pretty much tell me what your mom just told me.
My mom will do it for $50.
That's nice.
That's
my mom. If you ask my mom, we should have asked my mom what the key to happiness is, and she'd be like, just, you know, enjoying that your husband is just a good man. It'd be nothing about liking yourself, because my mom does not like herself. That's why she's on a flour and sugar diet.
I'm on the same thing. I like myself. I'm confident, but I mean,
get a little bit more talented.
You're such a cunt. You're such a cunt.
No, I'm only like getting ornery about it because I feel the same way. Like this, like, you know, seeing Tina Fey look like a fucking 10 last week at the Golden Globes. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, great. My one role model who just seemed to like not give a shit and like she be herself.
But it's
beautiful.
Money. It's a monetary thing. Like, I know that if I lost 15 pounds, I could make more. And this is something that when I started doing stand up, I had so many jokes about like, girls, who cares? And I still feel like I'm someone that like I want people to watch me and feel like, oh yeah, this is a good empowering person. But the reality is that you gotta be a little thin.
Yeah, I don't think it's true, but it does help when.
But you put a lot of effort into the way that you look.
I know because I have not figured out a way to like myself in any weight. And that's what I spend $250 a week to get to be, is like where I don't care about being thin. But for right now, I need control over something. So I choose that because it's the only thing that is the easiest thing to control. Gotcha. But when I get to a point that I just like, oh, I am talented and I have something to offer and I'm beautiful, I won't feel the need to be super thin. I hope I get to a point where I can eat cereal with abandon again. But it just isn't today.
Another day.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.
You have to respect yourself and like yourself.
Don't.